Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm back. Oh, you're the only one that plays my intro without the bam, 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 nah, nah, without the Frank Sinatra beat. I just thought about that. Because usually I get a little more time and it'll be like, Keith McPherson, bam, 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 new, bam, bam, bam. Anyway, 888-808-1019, I'm back. Happy Monday night. Happy one more day closer to pitchers and catchers. Yeah, let's go start the baseball. See, because the NFL is bogus, and if you've listened to me or heard me talk about the NFL over the years, it's a bogus product. You have to know that. It's wildly inconsistent consistently as far as officiating, spotting the ball, what's a catch, what's not a catch, what's roughing the passer, what's not roughing the passer, what's a hold, what's not a hold. Now we have a league where they go for two all the time. Now we have a league where they go for it on fourth down all the time. Now we have a league where we got to watch the same Super Bowl from 2 years ago. 888-808-1019. We'll start there. You know, and there's a lot to unpack from this weekend. I know if you're a Giants fan, you're tired of hearing about Saquon. Get used to it. It's forever. I think I saw C-Mac. They put out a quote card from C-Mac on our social media where it said, is this guy ever going to be an Eagle or is he going to be a former Giant the rest of his career? Both. Both. They will forever talk about, especially because of the behind-the-scenes look that they got from Hard Knocks, they will forever talk about Saquon Barkley becoming an Eagle and leading the Eagles to a Super Bowl and maybe winning a Super Bowl with the Eagles in his first year away from the Giants, maybe being the MVP. They will forever attach that to Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, John Mara, and the New York Football Giants. 888-808-1019, and they should. They absolutely should. They're not going to conveniently stop talking about it because it makes you guys uncomfortable. They're not going to conveniently leave that part out because it should have never happened. I've been on the record saying this. If the man tells you he wants to be a Giant for life, once a Giant, always for Giant. You listen to Tiki Barber on this radio station talking about how important it was that he stayed in New York and played in one uniform. And he was the first one to say, Saquon, you're dead to me, and blah, 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 all this other stuff that came out before we got to the actual football. Saquon Barkley wanted to be a Giant. But because Joe Shane wrote some type of GMing book for dummies, and he's the only dummy that reads it, he believes in these principles where you don't pay a running back after you paid a quarterback that you didn't want to pay, but you paid him, so now you can't pay the running back. And you know what? To save face, we're going to trade for Brian Burns, pay him all this money. We're going to pay Devin Singletary, we're going to pay Drew Lock, and then we're going to just sell to our fans that, you know what, we weren't ready to have a Saquon Barkley, and then fans will say, this wouldn't have happened with the Giants. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about this guy was your guy that you drafted that wanted to be here. So if his legacy is, hey, I'm going to be a loser with the Giants, hey, I'm never going to rush for 2,000 yards with the Giants, so be it. Because you don't do things to help your enemies. You don't do things to help your opponents, especially an arch rival, a division rival right down the road where there's Philly fans mixed in all between New York, New Jersey, that can hear my voice in Pennsylvania, anywhere streaming on the free Odyssey app, 888-808-1019, and they are throwing it into the face of the Giants. Thanks, Giants. Thanks, Joe Shane. Thanks, Giants fans. We got your best player. Turned our whole season around, but it ain't just Saquon. That defense is hell. I cannot wait to see Vic Fangio versus Andy Reid. I cannot wait to see these young boys How many nights? Shout to Dwight in Asbury Park, because I know he's going to be listening. He'll always try and call in when he gets off his shift, right? How many nights was I mentioning Cooper DeJean last year? Yo, you guys got to see this kid out of Iowa. You got to look up his highlight tape. You got to watch this dude. He's a white kid, but he plays corner. He returns kicks. He's jacked. He plays basketball. Yo, I saw his Iowa highlight tape. He's dunking the basketball. He runs track. And Dwight from Asbury Park was the one saying, yo, I heard about him running track. We had the back and forth over a year ago on the Fan. Of course the Eagles draft him. After they draft Quinyon Mitchell. After the year before they draft Jalen Carter. Howie Roseman. That, like, what they're doing down there, they've got it all figured out. They're not going anywhere for a long time. I got to put more respect on Jalen Hurts' name. I got to put more respect on that Eagles defense. They lose N'Kobe Dean. Doesn't matter. They got this guy, Zach Bond, who was a special teamer, turned him into a middle linebacker all-pro. Darius Slay is still getting it done. They bring C.J. Gardner-Johnson back. I don't have to tell you guys. The Eagles, after seeing what they did to Jaden Daniels and all these people that wanted to sell you on the Commanders and Jaden Daniels and, oh, they're a team of destiny, and this is this year. No. No, they played a Lions team that did what they did, turned the ball over a bunch of times. Repeat after me. You are not going to win in the NFL turning the ball over three times. You turn the ball over three times, Marshawn Lattimore talked about it. Hey, it's hard to win. You're minus three. You turn the ball three times or more. You turn the ball over three times or more in the NFL, especially when we get to the end of the year. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for you. So 888-808-1019. If you want to talk about Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn deciding, we'll kick the three here after going for it all the way, right? Thinking we had a game here. We did have a game for a little while, but ultimately, man, what a joke. Saquon's first two touches, touchdown, breaking long runs, offensive line. Don't let me leave them out. That offensive line is sick. They're just pancaking guys. Mailata. Mekhi Becton is another story. Don't let the Jets fans forget that Mekhi Becton left Florham Park, and he's going to the Super Bowl with the Eagles too. But yeah, big shout out to just a guy. What was it, Cam Jurgens? Bro, that offensive line for the Eagles was banged up, but they gutted it out because they know, hey, there ain't many games left. We're going to the Super Bowl after this. We got 2 weeks, right? So Landon Dickerson kicked over to play center because Cam Jurgens couldn't go in warmups. But he's a warrior. He played through the injury the rest of the game. Like, all right, I can't play a whole game, but I can get us through the second half. Comes back in and plays. They end up putting 55 on them. I hope, and I know I'm going to sound like a hater, I hope that's it for Jaden Daniels. I hope he gets to one Super Bowl or one NFC championship, one NFC Conference championship, and never gets back. Great rookie year, but I hope they lose players. I hope they really don't build around him. I hope now everybody's got him on the radar, got a target on him. Nah, I can't live in a world where the Eagles and the Commanders are this good. I was sick going into that game. I didn't even want to watch the game. I didn't even want to bet the game. And then, of course, I always bet touchdowns and all the usual suspects score. Jaden Daniels scores. Terry McLaurin scores. Saquon, three touchdowns, parlayed with Jalen Hurts, three touchdowns. You could put $10 to turn that to $4,000. A.J. Brown even scored. I'm like, out of all the days to sit it out, save my coins for the Super Bowl, I'm like, I would have definitely cashed. Would have definitely cashed. And that game couldn't end soon enough. And the party was on Broad Street in Philadelphia. This was my nightmare. I didn't want to see it again. It wasn't that long ago that they were out there doing this. They're getting used to this. In the last 8 years, three Super Bowls, these young Philly fans that grew up hearing the stories of never having a Super Bowl and losing Super Bowls, they're getting used to partying in the streets. They're getting used to making this viral social media content. It would never happen in New York. I showed my wife the picture and videos of the whole street, Broad Street in Philadelphia. She was like, that would never happen. Like on Broadway in New York, or like even like Times Square, like where would that would never happen in New York. I'm like, yeah, well, one, it'll never happen in New York because we're not good. Like the Jets or Giants aren't that good. And that made me think of something. Pause for a second. Aaron Glenn talking about, and he obviously spoke today, and we're going to get into that too. But Aaron Glenn talking about, I did it in Detroit. I did it in New Orleans. You know, they almost did it when he was here with the Jets. back in the late 90s, early 2000s, but he talked about capturing this city and how special it is to win here in New York. And I laughed as I put my notes together. I said, oh, he knows he's taking this Jets job at the right time. They've got talent on the team. And you know who he doesn't have to worry about capturing New York? The Giants across the stadium. 888-808-1019. I love that Aaron Glenn spoke about 1998 and wanting some get back and saying, I'll be damned if I don't get some get back for that. I really did like his press conference. I know pessimistic Jets fans are going to tell you, oh, yeah, we've seen all the press conferences. You can't win any. Yo, well, same old Jets. Nah, I got a different feeling about this. When you see Wayne Krabet pulling up, when you see the former Jets pulling up, when you see how this guy already on day one handles the medium, media, they're trying to Aaron Rodgers him. It's not about Aaron Rodgers. It's about the roster. It's about the team. And this Darren Mooji cat, he looked like he's 6'5". They said he played a little bit. A little bit. And I just think those two guys are going to put their heads together and they're going to add more talent. And not just talent. They're going to add guys that are bought in, add guys that are accountable, responsible. I like that line too. There's no accountability without responsibility. They're going to add the right kind of men in there. They're going to add the right kind of guys in there. The shenanigans are over. There's a quote-unquote adult in the room. So we'll take your calls on Aaron Glenn as well, the Commanders-Eagles game. And then, of course, the NFL is bogus if you really pay attention. But the Chiefs are a dynasty. They do have the best coach in the league. They do have arguably the best coordinator in the league. Steve Spagnuolo can draw up a blitz. He is actively in the game, just calculating what needs to happen, what needs to change, and he's got the horses to do it. We don't give that that Chiefs defense enough credit. We really don't. It's all Mahomes, Kelsey, which, like, what did Kelsey do? We don't give that Chiefs defense enough credit for how many guys they have over there that make plays, and they plug them in. You know, you'll see a Chamari Connor. Where the hell did this guy come from? You know, Drew Tranquil. Obviously, you know Nick Bolton. You remember him scooping up the Jalen Hurts fumble in the Super Bowl 2 years ago and running it back. You know Justin Reed. You know Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie. I'm telling you, I knew the game was over. I'm sitting there with my wife watching the game. They're on the goal line, the Bills, and they try to throw a fade route, Keon Johnson versus Trent McDuffie. Why? Why is that the play? It's not going to work. Keon Johnson did nothing. He's a rookie versus Trent McDuffie, a second-team All-Pro who should have been first-team All-Pro that feels some type of way about not being first-team, and he's clamps? I don't know, man. Everybody wants to cry for the Bills and say, oh, yeah, you know, the Xavier Worthy catch wasn't a catch. The ball hit the ground. Everybody wants to cry about spotting the football. Everybody wants to cry about this call and that call and this call and that call and Mahomes get all. Listen, it doesn't matter. One, it's standard. You should know that the Chiefs on the precipice of history are going to have Cleet Bakeman and the refs in their pockets, in their, like, right in their corner. Because this is history, right? You can sell that easily. That's why I hear people talking about boycotting the Super Bowl. Yeah, right. It's historic. The Chiefs win. It's something we've never seen. The Eagles win. They stop them from doing something that we've never seen. 888-808-1019. But yeah, all of the comments about the refs, it's just so corny, man. You guys know this is not new. It's not new. It's been going on for a long time. And what I'll say is the Bills weren't going to beat them. Why couldn't the Bills just drive down, score a touchdown? That's how you have to beat them. They played right into their hand. A one-score game in their building. They're not losing that. The whole time people kept texting me or tweeting me about the game or write something, I said, I don't see how the Chiefs lose. If you want to beat them and the refs, you got to play mistake-free and you have to score touchdowns. You can't settle for field goals. You can't not convert. You can't get in the third and long, fourth and long. You're not going to beat Andy Reid, Spags, Pat Mahomes, Eye of the Tiger, Mamba mentality. Playoff P, like, this is a different Pat Mahomes you see. This guy's running the ball like Lamar Jackson. Oh, all right. They said I was flopping last week. Oh, all right. They're talking about changing the slide rules. And, you know, he's running the ball. He's getting it done however. And when Mahomes run the, like, watch Mahomes when he runs the ball. He's not running the ball out of panicking. He's running the ball out of, oh, coverage sack or, You guys are dropping off, turning your backs to me, giving me this much open grass. Like, I won't run. I'm out. Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He's about to win another one unless Saquon goes crazy. 888-808-1019. There's a lot to unpack. There's a lot to unpack from the Commanders, Eagles, how Giants fans feel, because the narrative, as well as, you know, not bringing back Saquon and allowing the Eagles to turn into this is, you didn't lose correctly. You didn't lose correctly, and you could have got Jaden Daniels, and I know that's got to suck. That's just a tough feeling to watch two teams in your division play in the NFC Championship, and maybe you could have had the quarterback, and you should have still had the running back. 888-808-1019. It sucks more for a Dallas Cowboys fan, and anybody listening that's a Dallas Cowboys fan that watched Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and Brian Schottenheimer speak today. You got to be done. Hashtag CowBoycott 2025. People want to boycott the Super Bowl. How about boycotting the Dallas Cowboys? You will never see me put a star on again because Jerry Jones thinks he's that star. Some of the quotes and some of the body language that came out of them hiring a head coach from within that had no experience, but just had a last name of a former NFL head coach that everybody knows. If you wanted to keep the same offense for Dak Prescott, who you paid, then you should have just kept Mike McCarthy. These guys are stuck on stupid. Jerry's absolutely fried. Some of the quotes and stuff that he said today, I'll read for you if you care. Cowboys fans dial in. Giants fans call in. Jets fans call in. We're going to talk Aaron Glenn. We're going to talk all about the Commanders, Eagles, the ramifications, the Super Bowl matchup now that Mahomes beats Josh Allen again. I was rooting for the Bills, but I told you. I said it on Friday. We're going to get the repeat. We're going to get a repeat of Eagles-Chiefs. And this time around, if they play a close game in the Super Bowl, right? And I'll say this, I got a break right now. 888-808-1019. The Eagles have the better roster. They don't have the better coaches. But if they play a close game, this is what the Chiefs do. It's turning into the Chiefs Invitational. They are very used to this. The 2 weeks in between, the media day, all the coverage and shenanigans that goes on. There are some new pieces of the Eagles. Saquon Barkley's never done this. Mekhi Becton's never done this. Those rookies, Quinion, Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, they've never done this. It's going to be a lot for them. I can't wait to watch. I'm not boycotting the Super Bowl. I do think football's lame and I'd rather watch baseball, but we got to wait for that. And as soon as the Super Bowl ends, we all celebrate. It's time for pitchers and catchers after that.